this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, give me some electronic calcium for my bones. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. With me is your co-host, John Hurst.
Yeah.
I somehow skipped introducing myself. Hello, and I am your host, Aaron Littleton.
Yeah, you did it. You got through it. You got there. I'm glad you introduced me first because that's just good etiquette, actually.
Sure.
Bring it out.
It does. Like, you know, generally the person that is announced last is the more important person, right? Which I think works well for our format because I do like to remind the co-hosts that they do have a job. So you sort of like give them a little bit of a bump by announcing them last. But I guess not even that this week for you, John. I announced myself last.
All right. Well, you know what? I didn't need that to get through the day. I clock in to Video Death Loop headquarters, same way as I do everywhere. I'm here for that paycheck.
That's fair. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Which I realized.
This job pays so well.
I realized
to quit, but we're just getting rich off of it.
No, totally. 100%. I'm driving. I have a Porsche for each foot.
What foot? Is it a normal size Porsche?
It's a normal size Porsche. Has it like I get up in the morning, I put my shoes on like everyone else. It just happened to be Porsches.
Okay, but they're a normal. They're not shoe sized Porsches. They're like a Porsche. I think is the actual pronunciation.
Oh, Porsche. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm too rich for pronunciation nowadays.
Yeah, you've got more better things to do with your time. Then pronounce that last like entirely voluntary vowel sound in Porsche.
So yeah, I got that Porsche. I wear just abnormally large shoes is what it really boils down to.
Do you drive in another car once you have your Porsche shoes on?
Absolutely not. I cannot move. I'm stuck.
It's not sort of like a surfing situation, or not like a surfing, but I guess like a water skiing situation where you sort of stand on top of your two Porsches and just hope they don't drift too far apart and rip you in twain.
Yeah,
like
I have
a medieval like thief being punished.
If the butlers are in, sometimes I'll have them drive very carefully at low speeds across the way where I'm standing in the middle of them. And I'm going like, have my arms extended out to the world. Like, you know, like I am like, show me the money or whatever.
I'm here. Do you have to have drivers inside the Porsches to make them go or have you develop some sort of mechanism that reaches down from like presumably are these convertible Porsches? Are they?
Yeah, they're convertible Porsches. Yeah.
Okay. So, but still, if you could not stand, I think, in two convertible Porsches easily. I guess if the left Porsche, your left Porsche's passenger window was down and it was a convertible.
Yes.
And then the driver window was down on your right foot Porsche.
Yes.
And you're kind of standing almost on the seat, or maybe you've got some sort of, you know, aftermarket platform that you actually stand on, you know, that's mounted on the inside of the door.
Just standing on pure seat is all I'm doing.
You're standing on the seat. You're not modifying.
I'm in my socks. I'm not a plebe. Yeah, I'm not a plebe. No, I wear socks with this.
They are as God made them. And so are you then? I guess we're back to, do you have a mechanism that you can sort of press the gas, steer the Porsches, or are you hiring a driver to drive these? Because I guess like if you really needed to, if you were doing that, you could get a right-hand drive Porsche for your right foot. And then that way you were always standing in what would ultimately be that car's passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll admit, like, you know, if you've got this going on, I'll apply to be one of your drivers. That's fine. Oh. That's fine. The host prostrating himself before, you know, the co-host, you know, not a great look, but at the same time, I think that would be super fun for my only job to be one of your shoes, one of your car shoes.
Would you prefer to be the left shoe or the right shoe?
I'm more comfortable with left-hand drive.
Okay.
So I think you are going to have to find someone from a right-hand drive country to be right shoe.
Okay, well, the bad news is I have two left shoes in the scenario here.
Oh, no.
So I'm the person on the right, my right shoe is sitting on the left-hand side, and I'm firmly placing my foot on their crotch, unfortunately. And it's excruciating for them, but that's how it goes.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I'm going to give them a bonus.
So
I've known you a long time, so I feel like I'm going to need to be left shoe. I really don't want you standing on my crotch.
I'll tell you what. I'll put in a good word. Like someone's got to manage the garage. Got to make sure the Porsches are, you know, nice and clean from that video Deathloop money.
And somehow in this scenario, you have made a tremendous amount of money from Video Death Loop, and I'm like, I need a job driving a car. I guess I've just wasted my money. I'm like a Nicolas Cage, where I made tons of money, but it just invested in just failed business after failed business.
Got all those gold-plated sinks or whatever MC Hammer did.
Yes, something like that. Exactly something like that. I mean, a gold-plated sink... It does sound nice, though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, like, there's something enticing about it. I mean, like, you know, your water comes out of it, and it's like, yeah. It's all gold, pretty, shiny.
It doesn't, you know, rust, doesn't stain.
Sure, yeah.
Just kind of is gold. I've heard that's why, like, humanity was always fated to have gold as a valuable substance. Because of gold's properties, to where it's like it's shiny and it doesn't tarnish and it's like easily malleable. Mm-hmm. It's not just like we picked a random metal and we're like, this is the expensive one. Like it actually kind of makes sense. Like humanity and gold like merged by fate.
Yeah. I mean, like it makes sense, especially from a, I mean, it helps that it is a pretty color to look at,
yeah.
You know, pleasing to the eye, and it also helps that it's super easy to. It's harder to find than most, but not that hard in the end compared to other elements in the universe.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's just like I said. It's just the right thing to become valuable.
Yeah. Right place, right time, right universe.
Yep. Okay, now that we've discussed why gold is valuable, I have a video.
Like any good podcast or commercial on the news networks.
Yes. Invest in gold. And you too can have Porsches for shoes.
If that was actually what they promised, I would be all for that. But I'm sorry, I interrupted you on that. You said you had a video for me?
I do have a video. It's a pretty great video, I'm not going to lie.
Ooh.
You know, as the host, as the big man in this endeavor, if not exactly in real life, since I'm now an employee of John driving his left shoe around.
Thank you, by the way.
He didn't promise me that. He just said he put in a good word.
It's going up there. We're going to try to make it happen.
As the host, I have picked out a video. I know what it is. John does not know because he's the filthy co-host. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start watching this video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Jump on in, John.
I got myself an elevator, people dancing, like walking to work. This is, Aaron, can I get before this is a madness video, isn't it?
Madness?
like the band Madness, or
nope,
is it just
it's not, oh, John. Oh, it's not. In it fact, like, I think it would be incredibly fun for you to try and figure out what this video is advertising. It's a commercial. Okay. If you didn't see the title, this video is a commercial.
I did not see the title, okay, so I have no idea. They are they're
it's very 80s. It's very 1980s. There's a lot of people sort of like in shadow. There's bright light behind, these very bold lines everywhere.
They got that Seinfeld bat base going on. Someone's doing the worm.
Yep.
Aaron, this is pretty great. I'm not going to lie.
I know. No, it's real good. Also, it's longer than we usually watch. It's almost 4 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Aaron, so we only have to watch this thing like six times or something.
Yeah. This is what you have to look forward to every day when you come to work for Johnco at Video Deathloop.
Really?
Yeah.
This is how I come into work every single day?
Yeah. You have to go in walking through this linear office. Going in, got to work on your computer, got to adjust your tape and, you know, press the buttons and go into a computer animated hellscape.
Yep. Yeah, this is where this video goes from, like, it's pretty good to actually it's amazing. Because then the man goes into the cyber world. It becomes sort of a skeleton with a bow tie.
He does have a bow tie. He sits perfectly in his firm chair, adjusting for comfort.
Yep, he leans back and forth as an electronic skeleton.
Aaron, if you were an electronic skeleton, what's the first thing you would do?
Oh, boy.
Because we know the answer to this one. Like, they decided to sit down in the chair and get comfy.
I've kind of always wanted to sort of like clatter my teeth together as a skeleton. So I guess I would see if an electronic skeleton could do that, you know.
Okay.
Just gonna like clack, 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 clack with my teeth.
That's a good start, I think. Do you expect to hear the clack sound, or do you expect like clack dot wave?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know. As an electronic skeleton, the world is new for me. You know, new I've got everyone. A lot to learn about my own body, about the world I live in. I mean, it's a tremendous like change in my life where I'm just sort of a regular skeleton covered in kind of wet meat.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hardly ever see my skeleton.
No, not at all. I mean, like, if you see your skeleton, usually it's something wrong.
Yeah, no, it's things have gone badly, generally, if mm-hmm. you see your skeleton, unless you're like, I don't know, getting an x-ray just for fun. I was about to say, no, usually when you get an x-ray, though, things are bad. But if you're
least concerned.
For fun.
They should let you do that.
Right? Like, forget about all these sick people. We should have enough x-ray machines that, like, maybe 10% of them in total are going to be dedicated to just folks having fun. Getting x-rays. Let's see what my knees look like. Let's see what my skeleton looks like.
I fucking knew it was going to be a Herman Miller commercial at the end of that. I fucking knew.
Yeah, 4 minutes in, it's like, yeah, this is a chair commercial.
I knew it was going to be like a chair commercial midway through because I started dancing around the chair and all that. I in the back of my head, it was like, I was like, Aaron's been obsessed with Herman Miller chairs for a while. I bet this is it. It's like, as soon as I saw it, Vindiction happened. Yeah.
It's from 1984.
It's a pretty good commercial. Not going to lie. Good
no,
stuff.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, I do like, it is my intention at some point soon-ish to buy a Herman Miller chair, but I don't know. I have a tough time paying full price for them.
Right.
So I'm doing my thing where I try and find the cheapest one I can, you know, either through... I've been bidding on Gov deals.
Oh,
all fucking places. It's like, when you're bidding on, like, lots of chairs from the local university on Gov deals...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, maybe you should just get on eBay and buy a refurbished one if you're that averse to paying full price for something.
Now, that's the easy way out. That I'll be honest, I've been an accomplice with you on this because I've promised that if you buy a lot of chairs, I will buy the non-Herman Miller chair from you at least on it. Like at least one.
I think they figured it out. The thing is, if I had been on the, I mean, I'm not alone in this, right? Like, there's definitely like Reddit/r/office chairs where everyone's like, you just have to buy a Herman Miller Aeron. It's the only chair worth sitting in. And you see that enough, you're like, well, I guess I better buy me one of those, which is what's happened to me at this point. Yeah. And you go, and I get, okay, let's find one. Oh, Jesus Christ, they're like $1,500. Okay, I need to buy this used because I don't feel like spending that much money on a chair. Fair. You know, I don't have Porsche shoe money, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, like,
but if I was on this like 10 years ago, maybe I could have got one. But now fucking everybody wants them. Right. And they're on the lookout. Everyone's looking for a good deal.
Right, I spent all my money on Porsche shoes, so I'll be honest. Like Aaron, we're kind of in the red. Like the company, the company's going down.
You spent all of your money on Porsche shoes. It's not a minuscule amount of your total wealth that you've spent on Porsche shoes.
I've been flourishing money, but like every time I've been showing the money off to everyone, like showing how much it is, it's been Monopoly money. No one's been daring to counter me on that because I'm the big honcho, head honcho. But yeah, it's
so
been,
I'm the thimble skiing down the road in your Porsche shoes. And everyone's like, well, there's a rich guy. Yeah. And then you pull out money and they're like, oh, wait. That's Monopoly money. Maybe he's just bad at his personal finances. Maybe he just spent all of his money on a Porsche, on two Porsches.
Yeah. It's and the drivers were Porsches. So
and the driver, yeah, well, which is an ongoing cost. Like that's not a cost that's, you know, one and done. Unless I guess you could pay them up front for, you know, however many years of work you think you're going to get out of these Porsches.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, I guess I theoretically could drive the Porsche at least instead of using the shoe, but that's not what I bought them for.
No, I mean, if you're gonna have the Porsche shoe, if I see you one day with Porsche shoes, you got drivers and you're straddling them and you're going down the road, and you're just looking like, man, okay, I don't get it, but this guy is committed to the bit. And then the next day, I see you in just driving a single Porsche by yourself,
that ruins it.
I guess I lose like more respect, considerably more respect than I gained from the Porsche shoes.
Yeah, it's a scenario where I don't win at this. Like I have promised a big bag of tricks and whimsy through my Porsche shoes, and unfortunately, that's the only trick I have. I have nothing to give beyond this. I am destitute after this. Like I am ruined from these Porsche shoes. I am on the bouncy chair. I am going to be the guy who's doing the worm in this video just to get a paycheck after this. If they find out, Aaron, do not tell anyone.
Okay. Well, John,
secrets between you and me.
I have learned my lesson and spent my money now more reasonably. I got rid of all those gold sinks.
Oh, good, good. That was I didn't want, they were just a little tacky. I didn't want to tell you that, but they were just a tad tacky.
Well, by the time I was able to sell all those gold sinks, now I have 2017 Toyota Prius shoes. Ooh. Would you like to drive one of my 2017 Toyota Prius shoes?
Oh, no. Okay, I'll tell you what. You know what? I just talked to the head honcho, the head guy, the manager, and like we're going to cut a deal. If you drive my left Porsche shoe, I'll give you the non-I-stand-on-your-knees Porsche. I will drive your not-stand-on-your-knees Toyota Prius.
Okay, fine.
We could drive each other's cars.
Pay is a pittance, though. It's a pittance.
Okay. I think I can deal with that. I can deal with the blow because now we got at least we got two people with car shoes in this town, and that's okay. If like one doesn't show up for a while, there'll be like, oh, the Toyota Prius one's here. It's okay.
What? It's really important which one comes first, though, right? Because if the first guy that you see is with Porsche shoes, and then the next guy you see has like an 8-year-old Toyota Prius shoes. That second guy, like, looks so exceedingly pathetic. Like, just incredibly pathetic. Multiple levels lower than if, you know, he also had similar Porsche shoes. Like, even at that point, if you buy, if somebody else with another Porsche shoe comes along, you're like, he just copycat. And so it's like a whole social level below. Like, he's a copycat right. Porsche shoe guy. Like, you really have to do something spectacular. But then you come in with, like, the cheap used car shoes. And, man. But if the first one you see, if the first one you see is the used Prius shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that guy's interesting. You don't think he has a lot of money, but you think he's unique and interesting and clever. Right? And then a guy comes along with the Porsche shoes. You kind of hate the guy with the Porsche shoes. He's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come the fuck on.
Like, you got that with your money. You got that with your podcast money.
Yeah.
We know. We all know.
Look at you with your podcast money. You still drawing residuals off that Manscaped ad you ran 2 years ago at Christmas.
Oh, just all the time. All the time. You're right. It really depends on that. But I think in the end, the person with the Toyota Prius has the longevity to win out. Porsche shoes, you know, if you're wearing Porsche shoes, it's easy to get them like a little bit dinged up. It's like real shoes. Like, as soon as you start wearing them, the value depreciates pretty bad.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess if you're the Porsche shoe guy that where the Porsche shoes are just a small portion of the amount of money that you have, it's like, it's just not even a fraction of your total wealth. Mm-hmm. Then, like, you probably don't care about the maintenance on them. But my understanding, if old episodes of Top Gear have taught me anything, is that when those sorts of luxury sport cars get old, they get incredibly expensive to maintain. Like, it's almost right. cheaper just to buy a new one.
Yes, yes. Like, and as we've discussed, like, here in this scenario, I have spent all of my money on the Porsche shoes. I have no room for maintenance or any body work or anything that would happen to go in case of, like, you know, I'm like, the car reverges out of the way and I have to pay a new medical bill to whatever split the car has made me do in the process. Oh, and get
yeah,
that
yeah, you just have non-fun to hope, X-ray. You have to hope it's sticking together at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think this is a good idea. How much money before this becomes, I won't call it a good idea. I'm not sure it's ever going to be a good idea, but at least like a financially negligible idea. All right, now, okay. Are you rolling with full on like Porsche 911s?
I think I gotta, man. I think I gotta, if I, you know, go big or go home kind of thing.
Okay, you're not rolling up in a Carrera.
No, I'm not.
Or Cayenne.
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing the actual 911 turbo, yeah. Probably. Now, you may be surprised to know that I have not priced a 911 turbo in a while. If ever. Actually, I have priced one time.
I mean, if I priced it, I'd never forget it. So.
Yeah, I did. One time I did, and it was like just to see. And it's like $120,000, but that was a while ago. That was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So I bet a decent 911 turbo is probably going to set you back 150 now.
Like, easy. I think that's safe. I think that's safe to say on that.
So we're saying for shoes alone, it's like 300K.
Yes.
Just for that's not renting the drivers. That's not paying for the gas, the maintenance, or whatever. I just can't see doing it if my net worth was less than like maybe $10 million.
I mean, you are not wrong. I think you have the solid reasoning and logic and deduction to make that happen, to go decide that, yes, this is not a financially sound decision and I should not wear Porsches as shoes. However, I am not well. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
In the money department anymore.
If you got to, this is the level of like, how far removed do you need to be from society financially? How much daylight between you and society?
I am ready to fight Batman
before you're driving Porsche shoes.
I am ready to kind of. Yeah.
I mean, you could do it potentially as long as things go well. I think you could do it with a little less money than that.
Maybe I get a good sale. Maybe go to the Gov deals Porsche 911.
Porsche, yeah. But it's not necessary. I guess what I mean is, like, if you assume that you're not going to injure yourself, that you're not going to wreck, that you're not going to get, like, pulled over and, like, given tickets. Like, I don't know exactly the law you would be breaking by wearing Porsche shoes, but I just have to feel like some law is on the book somewhere that's like, you can only ride in one car at a time or something.
I'm sure of that. I'm also sure that wherever I'm going, I'm making new laws happen. Everywhere I go, new laws happen.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here.
Like, you're going, we need to look on the book. We have to make this guy illegal. Like, this guy can't be a legal guy.
This is wrong. It's all wrong. It is bad for logic and nature and society as a whole.
But, you know, the thing is, as long as you map out it, okay, let's assume there are currently no laws on the books in the United States that says you can't ride in more than one car at a time until you come rolling through with your Porsche shoes and you get on everybody's nerves and you make everyone nervous, mm-hmm. and like sort of scared and maybe feeling even a little inadequate.
That,
like, they don't even have a single Porsche, and here this guy's got two, and he's just stands
shoes.
In them. And he uses them for shoes.
I just sit
use
there
it for a car. He uses it for shoes.
I have my driver's drive, and I have my arms crossed out there,
right.
And I'm just like looking. And I have like
you're Aladdin on the magic carpet.
yeah.
Your arms crossed, and you're just moving around. Okay, go on.
And I have sunglasses on because one,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you know,
no, I knew it. I knew you would.
I mean, you gotta, you understand.
But if you plan your trip right, I mean, in the United States, I think you could probably sort of outrun any legal consequences because you can't be held responsible for breaking a law if it wasn't a law when you broke it, right? Like, it's got to be, it would have to, you'd have to zoom through the state before they made a law.
Yeah.
And then just on to the next state, right? You're like, oh shit, I think I saw someone from the state House of Representatives over there. He's gonna rush immediately to the state capitol and make a law that's against me. I've got to get over the state line before that happens, so he cannot. I face no consequences for my Porsche shoes.
Am I speed running lawmaking? Is this what's happening here? I'm just trying to get a law, like lawmakers to do anything at all possible that is not bickering with one each other, just to get a single bipartisan bill across state law demands of the citizens, and that law has to be Porsche shoes are illegal.
I mean, maybe, John, maybe that's not what you set out to do, but as time goes on, you realize that you are possibly the last great hope for our country to get together and work on some common sense laws that you know, reflect the times we live in, that reflect the challenges we have now, that everyone can agree on, that John Hurst is very specifically should not be using Porsches as shoes.
And at that point, when the president signs that bill into law, and he goes like, this is a great day for America, I will be beside him as vice president and agree. And I'm tapping, Aaron. I'm tapping.
Okay, great.
You know what? Maybe, like, the Porsche shoes were not what I set out to do with them, but I think we found that there's a little bit of good in every idea, really, in the end.
Yeah. I mean, if you take it to its extreme, I think Porsche shoes are how we fix this great nation of ours.
I know no other way. And, you know, capitalism knows other way because it means spending a lot of money, too. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, the oil barons are going to love it because you're going to be using a bunch of gas. Oh,
so much gas. I'm buying premium, too, also, just to let you know.
Capitalists love it. You can have I feel like capitalists and oil barons are probably the exact same people.
Same.
I don't know how we got to find a way to reach across the aisle, you know, to the reasonable side of the aisle. Those guys need to like you too.
Well, I mean, what is war whimsical?
You've got a coexist then? Bumper sticker on the back of it. How does that sound?
There we go. Not only do I have the coexist bumper sticker, I have the coexist bumper sticker on the other side of it, like the standard one. And yeah. I got the one that is all the sci-fi logos, like Star Wars and Star Trek and Doctor Who and all that. I got that one on the other side. So yep. I'm trying to really appeal hard to every base as I can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just every, I mean, I think that covers all of our bases. Star Trek fans, oil barons. And people that want everyone to get along. That's everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Like in the middle of the, like in the shape of this Venn diagram, in the middle is Porsche shoes.
Yep. I mean, I don't know how we didn't see it for so long. I don't know how we've stumbled along so far and got to where we are, but I'm glad we finally got there.
Yeah. I'm, you know, the situation had to be made before we could plainly see what's in front of us, you know?
Yeah. You're not wrong. Jeez. Folks, weirdly enough, that's been our podcast. that's what we choose to do with our free time, and that's what you choose to listen to. And I'm glad we're all on the same page here, because if we're not for us, who will be? Who will be?
Exactly.
Come back next week, I guess. John Hurst will be your host. I'll be the co-host. I don't know if I'll be announced first or last. Kind of doesn't matter, I suppose.
I'll tell you, if I remember, I'm going to announce you first on that.
Okay. So
if I remember.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if people pay attention. I start talking and you never get to announce yourself. And everyone goes the whole episode going, who is this guy?
Being like, eight this seasons mysterious. In
and I still haven't figured out who this other guy is.
Yeah.
But you can subscribe to us, whatever podcast platform you're on. Rate us there too. Helps us out, helps everybody out to find us, I guess. Surely everyone needs this podcast. I don't know why they wouldn't. You can send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. Follow us on social media. And otherwise, thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.